This is Jordan Secchio, 6 days away from the presidential elections. We'll also talk about this videotape the LA Times has with Barack Obama and a known Palestinian activist.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulo.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. 6 days to the election. We've been talking about the organization of the Islamic Conference because this is a battle that will keep going even after the presidential election next week up through December, which is about the time frame we have to fight this UN resolution called the defamation of religion, which would make being a Christian, speaking about your faith illegal and sometimes criminal in many countries around the world under a UN human rights resolution, which it would give authority to those Organization of the Islamic Conference countries like Somalia, where a Christian aid worker was beheaded last week because of his Christian faith in front of the entire town, who was told they were going to be there was going to be a feast prepared for them. And instead of bringing out a goat to slaughter, the group of armed gunmen brought out a person who happened to be a Christian to slaughter in front of the town and the children as well. But under this resolution, places like Somalia, who are members of the OIC, would have a criminal law on their side where they could prosecute those who spoke about their own faith if it was not Islam. Because saying that Jesus is the only way would be enough to disparage or, quote, defame another religion under this defamation of religion language. We'll go to Than Bennett from our Washington, D.C. office, who was at the United Nations last week, a meeting with diplomats about this very situation. We also want to talk about this, again, report coming out from the L.A. Times about this video they will not release, or saying they're not going to release, with Barack Obama speaking with and at a benefit dinner with Rashid Khalidi, who is a professor at Columbia University, but also known, has been tied to the Palestinian work, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, in the 1970s. The LA Times reported on the event in April, but is saying that they will not release the actual video of Barack Obama's speech because the person who gave it to them said that they could not do so. They did report about what happened at the speech, but of course, as you know, folks, in politics, it's one thing to read about it in the newspaper, but when you actually see something happening with your own eyes, it can be that much more damaging to a campaign in these final days, final 6 days leading up to the election. So we'll talk about that well at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Than Bennett, who was at the United Nations in New York City last week. And Than, the Organization of the Islamic Conference is very strong, second largest intergovernmental organization in the world. They are working hard, and they have proposed and tabled this resolution. I think it came from Egypt this time to get through this defamation of religion resolution, which would criminalize not just missionaries' work on Christianity, but even those Christians who just want to practice their faith with themselves and their family.
You're right, Jordan. Egypt did, in fact, table the new resolution at the end of our time at the UN last week. And as you stated, you know, for decades, international law has protected individuals' rights to believe as they see fit. Now, these 57 nations of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, they're trying to change that, and they want to prohibit any criticism of Islam. So like you said, that would mean a Christian in a Muslim country can't even proclaim Jesus as Lord. It would give the majority religion, in most cases Islam, the opportunity to dictate what is permissible and what is unacceptable, and anyone who would violate it would be in danger of prosecution, in many cases death. So, you know, in the next segment, we can get into what can be done to stop this, but this is truly a battle of life and death, Jordan.
I'll tell you one thing you can do before we go into the first break, folks, to help stop this is join the nearly, I think it's now over 100,000 people have signed up to this petition opposing the Organization of the Islamic Conference. You can do so today, folks. Again, this is a building campaign. You'll hear from Than. We have to keep working on this incrementally, add thousands and thousands of names to this petition. You need to join right now. It is that important. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. The petition opposing the OIC, 877-989-2255. Let's make sure Christianity isn't criminal.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ Wireless Service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I know you want to talk politics because we're only 6 days out, and I will tell you the truth, folks. I am looking forward to taking a little break from talking about the campaign every single day, but of course it's important. We all love it, and that's part of what we do here at Jay Sekulow Live, is to talk about it. But I'm sure that many of our listeners out there are, like me, about ready for this one to be over so that we can start seeing how the country's going to move forward under not just a new president, but also many new members of the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, local officials, state officials. So lots of changes going on. Of course, we'll be talking about all those changes as they happen. But, folks, we want to talk about today. Again, 6 days. This is it. We've been talking about it for, it feels like, about 2 years, and we've got 6 days left to talk about this election. We're also talking about the Organization of the Islamic Conference and this video with Barack Obama in the L.A. Times with Rashid Khalidi, who is now a professor at Columbia University, known as a spokesperson for the PLO in the 1970s, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Barack Obama was at an event with him. He said he's friends with him. He's, you know, he's kind of like the Bill Ayer story. He's had dinner with him at his home. His children attend the same school. Kind of the same story. This is not as well known of a figure. But at the same time, there's a video of Barack Obama talking about his relationship with Rashid Khalidi at a Palestinian benefit dinner in Chicago that the LA Times will not release. And the truth is, you can read through the article and, you know, it goes back and forth. But without seeing the video itself, it's always hard to make a judgment call on how important or unimportant even these kind of speeches are. So let's go right to the phones on that. Joy is calling from California on line 5. Joy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm calling because I'm appalled that the LA Times is withholding this take from the public. And I also am appalled that African Americans can't see that you can't just vote based on race. I mean, there are issues like partial birth abortion and his stance on gay marriage. I mean, I don't understand these people who say they're so-called Christians and they're voting on issues other than moral issues. It's just the most appalling thing.
Well, I enjoy everyone's got their own opinion, their own way to talk through those issues. I will tell you this. We've heard from hundreds of callers who support Barack Obama who are pro-life and say that they are pro-life, but feel like that is, at this point in the way the country is not the number one issue, or they believe is not the only issue that matters when selecting who they're going to support for president. I mean, that's just what we've heard from people. Again, we're not giving you our opinion. I'm just talking to you about what we've been hearing from our listeners, to listeners of Jay Sekulow Live. I will tell you about this video, Joy, that I think is interesting here, is that the fact that it just won't come out. And, I'm at this point, it doesn't seem like it will come out with only 6 days left. But at the same time, just how much effect it will have, we don't know until we've actually seen it. But these are some troubling connections that Barack Obama has. The fact is, he hasn't really had to talk about them that much. And other than conservative radio, they're not being brought up that much. And I don't want to harp on them because Rashid Khalidi actually did say in one of his comments to the press that he disagreed vehemently with Barack Obama's stance on Israel, because Barack Obama has said that he would support Israel and stand with Israel. Those are the words of Rashid Khalidi, that he vehemently opposed his positions on Israel. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Sean's calling from Virginia on line 4. Sean, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, sir. How you doing today?
Hey, Sean.
All right. Hey, man, I just wanted to call, man. I am a Barack Obama supporter, and as far as with being pro-life, I mean, that is very important to me, and I am a Christian, man. I do love the Lord, and one thing that I really appreciate about Barack Obama is how repeatedly he has indicated, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not about this, and I'm not about that, but I am a Christian. Jesus is my Lord. I mean, I don't know what people keep bringing stuff up about, but, you know, as far as what I'm concerned, you know, he sold out for Christ.
Well, you know, Sean, I agree with you here. I don't think that for a second, I don't like those reports trying to tie Barack Obama to Islam, trying to tie Barack Obama to not being a Christian. Also, even some of the stuff with his pastor, though I understand the problems with much of what Jeremiah Wright said. At the same time, many of us attend churches where you don't always agree with the pastor. Yes, it was an extreme case. But at the same time, Sean, I don't like the attacks on his faith. I mean, he's pretty clear on where he stands in his faith. Now, the issues, something different. You can talk about the life issue, the Freedom of Choice Act, where Barack Obama said that would be the first thing he does as president, which would overturned the partial birth abortion ban and many of the other restrictions on abortion. And he said this is what he would do, and he told that to Planned Parenthood. That being said, I'm not going to question his faith. And like you said, Sean, he's made that a point throughout this campaign to talk about his faith, where John McCain has not talked about it as much. I mean, agree with Barack Obama or not, but he has talked about his faith, his personal faith in Jesus and his Christian faith as well. He wrote about it in his book. And John McCain has not talked about it as much. I mean, he has talked about it, but has not been as central of a focus. And I think some of that strategy, Barack Obama is looking to appeal to those who have deep faith, those who consider themselves evangelicals and Christians, and many of those listeners who listen to this broadcast, which is why I think you're seeing such a diversity of opinion on this election coming up next week. Definitely a lot more diversity than 4 years ago when we were taking these calls on the broadcast. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Let me go back to the Organization of the Islamic Conference and Than Bennett, who is at the UN. Than, tell me about how these meetings were at the UN. Tell the folks, the Organization of the Islamic Conference members, countries like Egypt, they're trying to spin this at the UN as a way to protect religion and protect rights. And they totally disregard the truth of what this is about, which is penalizing people for their faith.
That's absolutely true, Jordan. You know, it was interesting. There were a couple of delegations that specifically thanked us for coming to them with information on the legal front. They said the information that we've received on this so far from the OIC has been very emotional. It has been very anti-Christian, and we really haven't received the legal arguments, which were what we were able to bring to them last week. You know, we kind of communicated this message that to allow a state to determine what its citizens are allowed to believe is just unacceptable. I mean, you mentioned the examples of the forced conversion laws and the blasphemy laws, and we have seen this kind of approach play out, and it just doesn't work. So what we need to do now is continue to educate these countries on the issues. The delegates were very receptive to our arguments because we kept them on the legal merits. Again, we were thanked many times for bringing those arguments to them, and we just continue to communicate that international law should preserve the right of minorities and the majority, but all individuals to believe as they see fit. And I think this is a battle we can win, but we have to continue to argue on the merits. We can't just make this an issue like the other side has done of trying to suppress people of other faiths.
And let me bring this up too, Tham, because you mentioned the legal arguments. And what some people think about the UN is they think of all these kind of, very highly educated academic people making these decisions who wouldn't be as receptive to someone like us coming with the legal information as our non-governmental organization, our NGO status. But many of these countries are not nearly as sophisticated when it comes to, I mean, there are very small countries who have the same kind of vote, the same equal vote on these issues, who don't have the same kind of resources, sophistication to look into every one of these issues, especially when it comes to human rights, on an issue that they may not feel directly is going to impact their citizens, but at the same time, their vote will impact the citizens in many of these countries within the Organization of the Islamic Conference, from countries in the Caribbean to others. Not that they're not smart, educated people, but the resources that you've got to spend that we're able to do the research so that the law can be presented.
That's absolutely true, Jordan. You know, it's a great point because most of the delegates that we met with were extremely well-educated. They were extremely articulate, but yet they had, like you mentioned, they come from small countries. They have small resources. A lot of times it is just maybe the permanent rep and maybe one staffer or two. So when you have a resolution like this that is being pushed by 57 members of the Organization for Islamic Conference, they just don't have the resources to combat the arguments that are presented to them. So when we came to them with new information, they were very open to considering it, very open to changing their vote in the future, because they really do want to do what's right for their people. However, you know, if you're only told one side of the story, it's understandable that you may be supporting something that inherently you don't agree with.
You know, here's the thing, folks, and as we go into this next break, I want to tell you, you know, a couple stories why we're fighting the Organization of the Islamic Conference so hard. We are representing now a Syrian-born a family, husband and wife, who are escaping their family because of fear of death, because they converted to Christianity in Syria. They, under these kind of laws, which in Syria and other Islamic countries who have a constitution with freedom of religion, but Sharia law overrides those constitutions, which is, by the way, a position that is taken by the Organization of the Islamic Conference in the Cairo Declaration of Human Rights, which they was in the 1990s, which says that the Sharia law is the source of human rights. Well, if that is the source of human rights, you do not have the ability to leave Islam without being murdered, usually beheaded, prosecuted criminally, being separated from your family, having your children taken away from you. We're doing these cases around the globe, folks, right now. We can't talk about all of them on air, but we can talk about some of them, and we can give you these examples of what's happening in Somalia. And when you look at overall the election and moving forward about who decides the course of the United Nations, you know how important the United States is to the UN, the funding, the representation in New York and also Geneva, which is why we have got to keep fighting through this election, through these next 2 months, through December, against this defamation of religion resolution. You need to call right now. Stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Call right now, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America. And the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the high court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. 6 days from the presidential election, many other elections, Senate, House, local, state as well. 6 days away from when we will know, if all goes right on Election Day, who the next president of the United States will be come January. We're also talking about the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the fight against this defamation of religion resolution that we're engaged in at the United Nations, talking to Than Bennett, who was at the UN in New York City last week for us, talking about the situation there. And, of course, talking about the election. And this is it, final 6 days. So let's get right to those calls as well. Douglas calling from Texas Online 5. Douglas, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, let's get right to those calls.
Hey, Douglas, you got to turn down your radio. We'll come back to you in a second. I could hear it in the background, but we'll come back to you. Let's go back to the phones. Kimberly from North Carolina, Online 4. Kimberly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
My comment is to the fact that I am a Christian from North Carolina, and I have listened to your program intently every day, and just wanted to make a comment as it relates to Senator Obama. He is a Christian, and I am a Christian myself, but I do not believe that slander is God's will, that we slander an individual, because the Lord says every idle word that we speak, we're going to have to give an account. Also, I noticed that some of the comments are biased, comments that show that the people, you know, that you talk to or that the radio station may be McCain supporters. McCain is a person who divorced his crippled wife and left her with children to marry an heiress. I see that as an opportunist, and God is against divorce also. And
well, you know, here, let me say this, Kimberly, because I don't want to go into where we're defaming John McCain in the same way that you feel like the callers have done to Barack Obama. We have, and I think you know this on the program, anytime someone has tried to say that he is not a Christian, or that, and this has been going on for, feels like 9-10 months, maybe a year, every time we have said that someone is called in to say that, we have repudiated, we have said, no, that is not true, that you can talk about issues, but we're not going to talk about this personal life situation. For instance, John McCain has said that he has repented for that. He's called it one of the greatest mistakes of his life. By doing that, it really is not an issue to discuss on this kind of a program. We're not purely politics here. What we talk about is issues that matter to people. That's what we do. When the election season's over, we keep talking about the issues, Kimberly. So I'm going to talk about partial birth abortion, the Freedom of Choice Act that Barack Obama says he supports. And I'm going to talk about John McCain saying that he's pro-life and the differences there. We'll talk about the others as well. I will not talk about either of them, these attacks on them, one where John McCain has said that it was one of the greatest mistakes and it happened, you know, 35 years ago. And then with Barack Obama, something, again, that's, we know it is not true about his faith, that he is very clear on his faith. So, Kimberly, I want to thank you for your call. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. But I don't want to go into attacking John McCain either. We're 6 days out, and I think we need to be talking about the issues. And you can attack the candidates that way, but let's stay away from their personal lives when it comes to things like that. We've been trying to do that with both candidates as well, as good as we can. Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Shay is calling from Connecticut on line 3. Shay, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, I'm calling regarding the previous caller about Obama's Christian faith, mm-hmm. and the gentleman that called a couple of calls before. Jesus Christ said, many will say, Lord, Lord, but their hearts are far from me. Anyone can say, I am a Christian. Jeremiah Wright says, I am a Christian. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. So any listener, any voter who is a true, authentic Christian and who knows the Word of God and what's contained in it would know Obama by his fruits. He has a standalone fight. His standalone fight to withhold medical care for the least of our brethren, a helpless tiny baby, his associations one after another, who are people who stand for evil and unchristian things. So we need to not just look at what somebody says.
Right.
Anybody can make a statement, The person down the street can make a statement, I could make a statement, and it might not be true.
Well, Shay, I want to say I agree with your call. And here's what I agree with. Everyone has to make these judgments on themselves. But as we are, as a broadcaster, someone bringing you the information, we're going to bring you the facts as best we know them. We're going to tell you about the story with the LA Times in this video, but we're also going to tell you that Barack Obama has said clearly that he is a Christian, and he's described his faith in his book. Past that, I'm not a theologian. My dad's not a theologian. And here we're to talk about issues. We're going to tell you where the candidates stand on abortion, on the issues that we work hard at the ACLJ. We're going to let you have an opportunity to talk about what you feel about this, and we have been letting everybody talk about their opinions. So again, I think that's where we want to stay is for these final 6 days, we stay on the issues. People have got to make up their own minds and their own decisions on not just the candidate's faith, but who they're going to support and who they're going to vote for next Tuesday. Let's go back to the phones, take another call. Douglas from Texas on line five. Douglas, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment. Now, regardless of whether or not people are calling themselves Christians, you can't really say if a person is Christian or not, but I'm an African-American minister.
Uh-huh.
And one thing I want to say is that I really don't believe that God would actually put the sanctity of life above a person's welfare. And what I mean by that is that a lot of folks are voting for Barack Obama because of economics.
Right.
And Jesus plainly taught his disciples not to take any thought for what they will eat, drink, or wear. He said, these are the things that the nations of the world seek after. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So you cannot uphold unrighteousness because of your welfare. You have to make sure that when you make a vote, that you vote the Bible. And nobody can tell me that you're a Christian and then support any law that will be passed that will kill an unborn child. It just doesn't, that's not God. And anybody that thinks that that is we need to look back to the Word and go back to the basics of the Word, because God will never put sanctity of life above a person's welfare. God will take care of you as long as you uphold righteousness. That's just all it is to it.
So, Douglas, I'll ask you this. You're not comfortable talking about it. So who are you supporting leading up to this election?
I'm supporting John McCain.
Okay.
Because of the value of life, and because I don't believe in homosexuality. And so those two issues alone, I am voting for John McCain as a black person. I can't not vote. And quickly, I'm afraid that the Martin Luther King dream has been perverted. He said that his dream was that we live in a nation where his children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of our character. And now I'm finding a lot of people are voting for this man based on the color of his skin and not the content of his character. And we need to rethink as Christians. What is the most important to us? Is it our welfare? I thought God supplied all our needs.
Douglas, I want to thank you for this call, and I think it's important now with what you just said. So interesting, as we were talking, a producer sent me a message saying we should play Dr. King's speech, a part of that speech. Let's play it right now.
We are called to speak for the weak, for the voiceless, for the victims of our nation, and for those it calls enemy, for no document from We are called to speak for the weak.
Let me tell you this, folks. As we are leading up to this election 6 days out, I have really enjoyed hearing the diversity of opinions on our broadcast, and I think it's been eye-opening to many around the country who listen to this program, how diverse the opinions are, and the thought that our listeners have put into these phone calls and where they stand on these issues. And as we go into this next break, I encourage you folks, get involved in this election. 6 days left to do so. Educate yourself if you haven't had an opportunity yet before deciding who you'll vote for. But I encourage you to make sure and vote next Tuesday. If you can early vote in your state, go ahead and get it done now. And as we go into the final of this show today, I encourage you to stand with us against the organization of the Islamic Conference. As the election comes to a close in 6 days, we have to continue the fight at the United Nations and around the world so that Christians are not prosecuted for their faith under a UN human rights resolution. We've got to stand now, and we need you to stand with us. This is a life or death situation. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.